All things B.B. Comer football are here now. This is the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything B.B. Comer football. It is the Coach Fawcett Show. Coach Adam Fawcett not with us. Some duties kept him away from his show. So Dave McCurley's got to sit in for Greg Wyckoff, and Tony White is sitting in for Coach Adam Fawcett.
Yeah, I'm going to be Adam Fawcett tonight.
Hey, listen, I was with you guys last Thursday night as B.B. Comer hosted Beulah. And by the way, I got to go to Beulah this week. But that football game, to me, was a very good, entertaining football. Those kind of games I like watching. Even though Comer came up on the short end and they felt like they should have won the game, that was a good football game.
It was a good football game. It was a long football game.
Yeah, okay, that's because of TV.
Yeah, the first half, it seemed like it drug out and everything. But I was talking to a guy today, and, you know, who would have thought that first field goal they kicked in the first quarter was going to be the difference in the game.
Yep. And I said this, and this is no disrespect to B.B. Comer's kickoff coverage, but when you think about it, Tony, B.B. Comer scored five touchdowns in that game, and Beulah scored six. But when you think about it –
No, they scored five in a field goal.
Okay, so and B.B. Comer scored five.
Right.
But nevertheless, the six kickoffs that we had were, you know, field position for the Bobcats when they started was anywhere from the 35-yard line up to midfield, mm-hmm. and maybe even a little more. Our starting field position was at the 20-yard line every time.
That kid had a leg. He put it in the end zone every time.
And I feel bad because Chillsburg's going to look at the same thing this week because we don't kick field goals. We haven't kicked an extra point all year, and B.B. Comer has not either, I'm assuming.
I don't think so.
You know, it's hard to find kids at the 2A and 3A level, but the kicking game definitely was a difference in that ball game. But you talk about the trenches, okay? Now, let me say this, and I'm going to get your opinion. I think B.B. Comer has gotten much better in the trenches than when they started the year. Now, however, the other night, there were some times where Raylon Sims had two and three people on him time he caught the snap. So have we gotten better and we played a better football team, or what do you think?
I think we've gotten better. I just think that it's like Coach Fawcett was talking to us after the game. I think they're just taking plays off. No, they've gotten better over the year. They actually have been playing pretty good on offense and defense. But I just think there's times that they're just not taking care of the situation that they're in, stopping people, giving a lookout block here and there, and
staying on their blocks.
Exactly. I mean, and the reason why I say that is because I've seen them do it.
Right.
I mean, I've seen these kids play, each one of them, and they can do it every time. So that makes me think that they're just taking off some plays.
And when you think about that, you think about the last 4 years at B.B. Comer being very successful, state championship appearance, third round just about every year, fourth round. They haven't had that happen in the last 4 years. That, you know, those kids in the trenches have brought up a conversation of how really good, sure, we were really good at the quarterback and running back position in the last few years, but they had to have those holes open up. And you got guys like Chris Wilson and Zach Carpenter and those guys that have moved on in the last several years. These kids that are playing on the offensive and defensive line, a lot of them have never taken snaps in a varsity game until this year.
And that's true. And also, too, I mean, I defend them a little bit because probably 75 to 80% of the people that play,
mm-hmm.
play both ways.
Yep. And that's what I was getting at. A lot of people don't understand this. And I know you do. I get on this mix every now and then about the private schools. And, of course, you guys have got one left.
Right.
By the way, big upset there last week as Lee Scott lost to Dadeville.
Yeah.
Which and that's kind of jumbled everything up again. So, yeah. B.B. Comer's not out of the playoff picture
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. What was the score, 10-7?
10-7,
wow.
yeah.
Wow, that is an upset.
And but here's the thing with me, and a lot of people don't understand this. When you have not just private schools, but other schools that have 60 and 70 kids that they run out there, chances of your both ways, kids going both ways, you may not have quite as many. Like B.B. Comer, I'll just throw this number out there. They may have 6 kids that go both ways during the course of a game.
Oh, easy.
Easy.
Oh, easy,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these schools that have 60 and 70 players or how many ever, they may have 2, 3. Yeah. Okay, that is a huge difference in the fourth quarter of a football game. I'm just here. It doesn't matter whether you're which side of the ball you play on.
Right.
That's a huge difference.
And a good thing about them, just like Beulah last week, not only did they have, you know, like 3 or 4 of them that went both ways, but on offense they had depth in the running back position.
No doubt about it.
So, I mean, not taking anything away from any of them, but they had some depth in the backfield where Comer don't.
Well, and I'm going to say this too, okay? I'll use Childersburg as an example. During the years of Coach Beverly, Childersburg lost a lot of football games. They had kids that got down on the program. They had kids that didn't want to come out and play. Well, now Johnny Johnson has changed that and has gotten kids to come out and play.
Mm-hmm.
However, in my opinion, football-wise, they've yet to really learn how to win. In a close game like what B.B. Comer had against Beulah the other night, normally if Childersburg plays one of those type games over the last 6, 7 years, their kids have not learned how to do those little things and stay in the game and keep that head positive. They're always looking for things to barrel roll.
Right.
That is not the case at B.B. Comer. Mm-hmm. B.B. Comer has been very successful the last 5 or 6 years, and I'm just going to be honest with you. If you look at the first 5, 6 games B.B. Comer's played this year, they played a pretty daggum brutal schedule.
It has been a rough schedule, and I'll be honest with you. In my opinion, they should have won at least 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, they've been in every game.
They've been in every game. Glenwood, you know, we were out of that one. I mean,
everybody's going to be out of that one.
You know, Glenwood is a tough team. I mean, they come in ready to play, and, you know, they just outplayed us. But with Wadley, I mean, you take away that 6'5", 219-pound running back, and you got a ball game.
Well, guess what? You're not going to take him away because he's back again next year.
Yeah, he is. I know it.
But you're right, and you look at how close Childersburg played Comer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you take that punt return away from the first very few minutes of that game, it may be 0-0 going into overtime.
Exactly.
Who knows? Who knows how but this week you got a tough task at hand. We haven't talked about it, and we need to switch our gears to that. This week you go over to Randolph County, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been doing this a long time, and I've covered a lot of Randolph County games, whether it be against Fayetteville, Childersburg, Comer, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Randolph County is not going to try to hide anything Friday night, my friend. They're not going to try to trick you. They're not going to show you things that you ain't seen on film. They're going to line up and try to smack you in the mouth and say, stop me if you can, and 90% of the people that they play cannot stop it.
I just fixed to say they're pretty good at smacking you in the mouth.
And they do it pretty well this year. Now, they've got a loss on the season, but Coach Prestridge over there is just – it's like a well-oiled machine. It's almost like what's going on over in Clay County. It's Clay Central. And, by the way, did you know that this last Friday night moved Danny Horn into the winningest coach in Alabama high school state history? He's okay. Neck and neck with what's his name, at UMS Ride and Benefield from up at Fife and everything. But, yeah, Coach Horn has moved one game up, but maybe not to that level, but Randolph County's won some championships, and they've got the kids over there that are bigger, and I, for whatever reason, they don't get into basketball and baseball very much. I'm not saying they're not good, but football's their thing.
Right, right. And you got to look, you know, I watched some film on them and everything, and, you know, they got some big kids. Mm-hmm. And they got some good skill players. So, you know, it's like you said, you know, the film that I've watched, they would line up and they would run straight at you. And if you could stop them, okay. If you couldn't, okay. So, you know, I don't look for them to, you know, do anything out of the ordinary Friday night.
Nope.
I would really love for them to try some crazy things and mess up and have turnovers and stuff, yeah. And we come out on top. That'd be wonderful. But, and I will tell you this, I think, and I might be wrong, but I think, you know, we can play with them for a while. I really do. Again, when you got kids that big – and you've got skilled players that's that good, you're going to get tired because you're going both ways.
You will.
And, you know, and like you said a while ago, you know, the probably most of the front line, the O-line for Comer, for B.B. Comer, this is their first year.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not that many seniors that's playing. Mm-mm. So, you know, you're looking at a lot of sophomores and you're looking at a lot of juniors.
Well, and I've talked with Adam Fawcett about this several times, and one of the things that he made me aware of earlier this year before the season started, and I didn't realize this, Comer not only has jumped up from 2A to 3A this year, but the school is so off-level between boys and girls.
Yes.
They're 70-30% probably are either close to it,
yes,
girls to boys. So it's not like he's not getting kids out of the hallways that don't want to come play football. He's got just most all of them that are. Yeah. I mean, and that's unfortunate. We need to start praying for some boy babies around here. But in all seriousness, you know, I talked to you on Thursday morning on McCurley in the Morning. You talked about skill players for Randolph County. I'm sorry. You're not going to see a better skill player around than Raylon Sims.
No, I agree with that. But you got to have that line up front.
Right.
Okay. You know,
Raylon, and that's the difference.
Yes. Raylon is amazing. Okay, he really is. He's quick, he's fast, he's elusive. He can run over you, he can juke you, he can catch the ball, he can throw the ball. I mean, he's your all-around player. He really is. But he can't carry the team on his shoulders every game.
You know, and I'm going to say this from broadcasting this many years, and you know this from playing and broadcasting yourself. In the sport of basketball, you can have one guy that is just absolutely unstoppable, and you're going to win a lot of games.
Sure.
And in baseball, if you've got that dominant pitcher,
yes,
or even two of them, you're going to win a lot of baseball games.
Yes.
But in football, it's different.
It is.
You can still have that quality player who's exceptional at his position, such as a Raylon Sims, but if you all don't work together – and that hole isn't there, you know what?
He's not going anywhere.
That's right. So,
and that, you know, and that's the reason why I defend B.B. Comer and I defend the coaches and everything, because they haven't changed their method of coaching.
No.
I mean, they are still coaching the same way they did the past 4 years. And it's the difference is the mindset of the kids, that some of them, like I said, haven't played. You're really looking like going back to when Coach Fawcett first came.
Yeah.
I mean, you really are. Now, I'm not – don't get me wrong. I'm not taking nothing away from Raylon. I'm not taking anything away from Richard Weed.
Kirksey,
any of them. I'm not taking that away from them. But I'm just saying, as far as the line is concerned.
Right.
Okay? Because, you know, Raylon, Richard, Kirksey, and all them, they're not on that line. Okay, and you know yourself, each from the center to the end on one side and from the center to the end on the other side, they've got individual jobs that they have to do. If that job is not done, you're not going to make nothing.
Well, and let me say this too. Experience means everything, and I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. There were several times the other night when Max came into the game as quarterback.
Right.
If you were really paying attention, snaps were a little high to Max, whereas to Raylon Sims, they were, I'm not saying they were low or high, but they were different.
Right.
that messes the timing of the play up.
Sure does.
If he's got to go up or he bobbles it, running back's already by him, guess what? It's a busted play. Or, as a matter of fact, we fumbled one time that way. I'm just saying, I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just saying, just by bringing a different player into the game at a different position changes the way things work timing-wise. You know yourself, offensive plays, Tony, in football are all about timing.
Oh, sure it is, and it starts with the connection between the center and the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to Mac's defense, this is the first year he's played.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, he didn't get to play any last year because he had an injury to his right arm. So, I mean, to be doing what he's doing, he's coming along pretty good. Yep. He's not there yet, but he's coming.
He's getting better.
And he'll get better. Yeah, he'll get better.
And here's the thing with me, and I'll mention this again. So, B.B. Comer fans, I want them to realize not only has all of those great players left, and not only have we played a very tough schedule, and we're up a class from 2A to 3A, but you've got a lot of kids that have never played. And I mentioned this, and I didn't realize this first year, how many less boys there are at B.B. Comer High School right now.
Right.
I mean, they just don't have the numbers, but it'll change.
It will change. It'll come around. I think the sophomore class is going to be a little bit better, and I know the freshman class is. But, you know, it's – Comer is the smallest high school in 3A in the state of Alabama.
Yep.
The smallest.
And, you know, we said that for a long time about John Limbaugh and the Fayetteville Wolves. They were one of the smallest in 2A until they moved down to 1A this right. year. Tony, real quick, before we get out of here, three things that you think Comer must do to come out of Randolph County and Wedowee with a win on Friday night. If you had to put your finger on three of the most important things, what would those three things be?
Dominate the line on offense and defense. Pay attention to detail on the front line.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say win the turnover battle.
Yes.
Against teams like Randolph County, who are very offensive, kind of just like a machine. They're not going to do anything different, which probably tells you they're not going to turn it over a lot, which means you can't turn it over a lot.
Exactly. Or you have got to make them turn it over right. somehow. But, no, I think that's, you know, I've said it every week, even the times that you were with us when y'all had an open date and you came with us, and then last week you were with us. You know, it's one in the trenches.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can dominate the defensive line and dominate the offensive line, you got a pretty good chance. You really mm-hmm. do. But I just want the Comer Nation to understand the coaches are still there, and they're coaching their rear end off, mm-hmm. just like they did 4 years, you know, the past 4 years. Looking at it from the stands, it looks like that nothing is working, okay? That's not the case. The
no.
case is it is working. It's just working in a different way that it was the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And their philosophy is still there. Their coaching style is still there. I've been at practices. I hear them. I see them. And nothing's changed, I know, in the last 4 years.
No.
So I just need the Comer Nation to know that the coaches have not give up. The coaches is going to still coach like they have the whole time. They love their kids. They want their kids to win, okay? But not only do they want their kids to win, they want them to be ready for life
yeah.
when they graduate from high school.
It's not just about being a football player. It's about being a good dad, being a good husband, being a good worker, an employee, being a good citizen in your city. And I know for a fact that's what Adam Fawcett and his coaching staff want more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd love to have Blue Map Trophy sitting in the school, but, I mean, let's be honest, how many of those are handed out around here?
There you go. Well, you know yourself, out of the talent that we've had over the last 3 years at B.B. Comer, three of them went on to play at the next level.
Yes, sir. Okay. Still playing.
Most of the guys – There's probably one or two of them that would be, I think they've got some offers. The rest of them that are graduating this year, you know, they're going into life. They're going into the
They'll
the
never big put world on life. Football pads again.
Exactly. So, you know, not only is he teaching football, but he's also teaching principles for life, getting these kids ready for life. And I just want the Cumber Nation to – we need a crowd. We need a crowd to follow him to Randolph County this weekend, this Friday night. And let's get behind him again.
A little over an hour. Doesn't take very long to get there. It's just over when we down – you know, you cross – Harris Lake, getting over there, beautiful place. And, of course, they need a big crowd over there. Tony, Greg, and Caleb will be on the call on Mix 106.5 on Friday night. Tony, thank you for sitting in here for Coach Fawcett, and let's go get it done.
I hope so. I know they're gonna play their hearts out.
Go Cumber Nation.
Go Cumber Nation.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the BB Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5, the Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.